Adam, are you the main organizer of the Scotty Devo tournament?
That's correct, yeah.
Then let's start with who Scotty and Devo are or were.
So I'll start off with Devo, or Devin, is his real name. He preferred to go by Devo, and so everybody called him that. So that's why I decided to call it the Scotty and Devo instead of the Scotty and Devin tournament. But anyways, I'll start off with him. He was my best friend growing up. Throughout my whole childhood, we spent almost every day together, pretty much growing up, and it was, we were very close. We were almost like brothers, and it was very devastating to me when he passed away 4 years ago. He passed away via overdose on fentanyl, and it was a very unfortunate event. He was struggling with a lot of things, mental health wise, and it's still a very difficult topic for me to talk about. But
Yeah, I can
he was
understand.
a great guy. He was the kind of guy who would make everybody smile in a room, and he was always there to uplift people's spirits, and he was friends with everybody. He always gave everyone the time of day. It didn't matter where you came from and who you were. He was always nice to everybody,
Quite a
And
musician, too.
what's that? Sorry.
He was quite a musician too.
Yes, he was amazing. And so it was an incredible loss for myself. That's kind of selfish to say, but for the entire community as well. You just Just a light to the people that he touched in his life. Everybody can agree that everybody that met him can agree that he was an amazing person
Okay, and
when he was here.
Scotty McKinnon, I understand that it was opioids that got him, but it was kind of accidental.
It was kind of along the same lines. They both intentionally took the drug, but neither of them were seeking it out for purposes of ending their lives, but I feel as though subconsciously they did have some demons they were both fighting with, and so that the drugs were kind of a way to cope. And it was sort of like a mentality of if I die, I die sort of thing, with no regard of their loved ones and things like that. Because when you're in that state of mind, you don't really think too far ahead.
Yeah, there's no logic involved, really. Okay,
No,
so
no.
let's turn this around and make it a little brighter. So
So it was.
the tournament, as we were saying, is a tribute to these two guys. So,
Yeah, of course.
okay. So you're going to have fun on their behalf.
Well, yeah, that's the sort of that's kind of the way I looked at it, because both of them, when they were here, were both, fun-loving guys who always tried to make the people around them smile and, bring a good energy to wherever they went, And so they kind of had similar personalities in that sense.
Okay, so the tournament is during the Winter Carnival.
Yeah.
When exactly?
It's March 17th to 19th, so it's at the very end of the it's going to close out the Winter Carnival.
How many teams?
Right now we have eight teams. I'm hoping this is going to be an annual thing, and so we might expand to 10 or 12, depending on interest next year. But right now we have eight teams, which is quite a bit. I was very, very pleased with the turnout. I had all the teams sponsored beforehand, so I had purchased jerseys for each of the teams that I'm going to use year over year, kind of thing. So they're all set up. They're all going to look good on the ice, gonna look gonna be great. I think everybody's going to have a good time, and it's going to bring some awareness to a much needed cause at the same time, you know.
Yeah. So is this all men's teams?
It's mixed.
It's mixed. Okay.
So yeah, so it's going to be a non-contact tournament, and I'm also including kids 15 and up. So it's fairly age and gender inclusive for sure.
Yeah, for sure. So are you raising money for a certain cause through this?
So what I plan on doing is I'm going to try and get enough money to cover the ice time for next year. And then all the money on top of that will be donated. And the way I'm going to structure it is I'm going to have four or five charities to choose from, or maybe more. And I'll pick, and then I'll have the people coming to the tournament basically putting in ballots, choosing which charities they feel are the most deserving, right? And then at the end of the tournament, based on those votes, I'll pick probably two of the charities, one local, one national kind of thing, and divide the funds based on the percentage of votes that they got kind of thing. And that's sort of what I'm going to go for, because I don't want to really railroad the funds to one organization, you know.
That's a brilliant idea.
I have a few right now, like Living Space in Timmins, the Northern Treatment Center, Cochrane Mental Health Associate, CMHA, and also the National Mental Health Organizations as well. And I'm also looking into a couple other charities that kind of are independent, but I need to look into them a little bit further to see how legitimate they are.
Yeah, good idea. So, yeah, I should have asked you when I asked you about the teams, whether they were mixed, whatever. Do you have any teams from out of town coming in for it?
Yeah, so there's one team from New Liskeard. Derek McDonough is the sponsor. He's a title sponsor for the tournament, Northern Escapes Landscaping. That's his business. Derek McDonough is also a very good friend of Devin's growing up. All three of us hung out all the time. We all played hockey together. So when I was reaching out to people initially to look for sponsorships last summer, he was very quick to jump on that, and I'm very appreciative of his support. You know, it's great to see that kids I grew up with are right on the same page as me with this.
And you're making me feel old, because I grew up next door to Derek's dad and uncles and aunt. So thanks for that. So a team from New Liskeard, any others from out of town?
No, the rest are all Iroquois Falls-based teams.